It is time now for Meet the Senior Colonels on KORN News Radio, 101.3 FM and AM 1490, as we're sitting down with Keel Nelson with us. And Keel, first of all, thanks for your time today. And let's talk about what's your position or positions for the Mitchell Colonel football team this year.
I play quarterback, and I also punt on special teams.
All right. Now, that's your third year as a starting quarterback now. Obviously, you should be pretty comfortable in that position.
Yeah. Yep, definitely.
Talk about your other activities, sports, maybe clubs, that kind of stuff you're involved in.
I play, other than football, I play basketball, and I pole vault in track.
No other clubs, organizations in school?
Nope.
All right. Any hobbies, talents that you may have?
I like to golf. I played a lot of golf this summer.
You don't sing or dance or anything like
that? No, not unless it's in the shower.
Okay, all right. Describe yourself in three words.
Say I'm kind of a, I don't know, kind of a laid back guy. That's three words, right? Laid back
laid
guy.
Laid back guy.
There you go.
Quiet.
In some situations, yeah. Okay. Other times I'm probably too loud.
How about maybe one like leader? When you have the quarterback role, is that something that kind of follows you too as a leader?
Yeah, I think so. I think I do my best that I can to try and lead the squad and get us in the right positions.
When you were little, growing up, you pretended to be, or what were you really into growing up?
I really wanted to be a professional basketball player when I was growing up. Wanted to be like Chris Paul.
Okay. That didn't pan out too well yet?
No, not yet.
All right. Okay. If you could spend 3 hours doing anything, maybe except playing sports, I know you're big into that, what would that be?
I like to snowboard in the wintertime or just spending time with family and friends. That's a big part of my life.
Okay. Do you have a nickname? Maybe your teammates call you or your family calls you or a girlfriend or something like that?
One nickname I've always had is Kielbasa, like, you know, like the sausage.
Kielbasa, yeah.
Yep, all my parents and their friends have always called me that since I was little. So
I kind of stuck.
Yeah.
There you go. Something that always maybe freaks you out a little bit.
Spiders, not a big spider guy.
All right. What is your favorite part about being a Mitchell Colonel?
I think just the fan support and like, for football, it would definitely be our fan support and our fan base. But for basketball, just like the history of the program, being a part of something that was at one time the top of the top, I think that's kind of cool. You can learn about all the stuff that like Coach Munson did, all that stuff. I think that's really cool.
What's your thoughts, your feelings with the new turf? Obviously, you quarterback kind of running around, throwing the ball, that kind of stuff. What's your thoughts on that?
I think it looks really, really good, but I haven't spent too much time on it yet because they haven't got everything laid down on it yet, and Vano doesn't really want us on there till they're done with that. So I think it looks really, really good, though.
What's one team, when you get to play them, what's one team that you get excited for or get up for?
Harrisburg, probably.
Okay.
That's the team that we always want to beat the most, I think, ever since that my sophomore year. That's kind of been the thing.
That's been kind of a growing rivalry a little bit. Everybody maybe says Huron, you know, obviously just right down the road, but Harrisburg's been kind of a thorn on our side we'd like to beat no matter what sport it is.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a job in high school? Does it allow you with all the activities you're in?
Yep, this summer I worked at Custom Touch Homes in Madison, just working on houses and stuff like that.
How cool is it? I know your dad's an assistant coach part of it too. I mean, do you like that part of it? Do you leave it at practice and don't take it home? How's that been for you?
I've enjoyed it. It's been fun, you know. That's kind of a time he's not dad, he's coach, you know. So it's pretty nice, I think.
How often does brother get to come back and watch you play? I know you're in your final year. It might be kind of tough with his situation at South Dakota State.
Yeah, he usually is good to make it back for like 2-3 games if he can, but most of the time he's all busy up there, they can't make it, but he usually makes it back to 2 or 3 games, so that's nice.
Let's talk about your future plans and goals. What's going to happen after high school for Keel Nelson?
I'm going to go play football at Dakota Wesleyan, and I want to do the joint program with Mitchell Tech and D-Dub, the business and construction degree. That's cool. What I'm going to try and go for and see how that works out.
Let's do a little rapid fire. We're talking with Keel Nelson, quarterback of the Mitchell Colonel football team this year. Favorite movie or book, Keel?
Grumpy Old Man.
Okay. Different one for you. All right. Favorite late night or maybe after game snack or food that you just got to have?
After game, probably just like a bag of potato chips.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
Pretty easy. You bet. Favorite professional athlete, maybe Chris Paul, or have you leaned to football? Or
I'm going to have to go with Drew Brees.
Okay. Quarterback. All right. Yeah. Hardest worker on the Mitchell Colonel football team?
Carter Max.
All right. How about who is the most humorous, funniest on the team?
Mitch Lodweiler.
Loudest?
Mitch Lodweiler.
Okay. The quietest on the football team?
Peyton Olsen.
And the most serious on the football team?
When it comes to game time, I would say Carson.
Okay. I say, is there anybody that serious on this team?
It comes and goes. Depends on the moment. But yeah, during game time, I would say it's Cars.
Before I let you go, obviously, you were with the team 2 years ago. We won the state football championship. Does this have the same feel? Can it have the same feel as it did 2 years ago?
In a way, yeah. We've got a huge group of seniors coming back, and that's going to be really big for us. We got a lot of experience coming back, which wasn't the case last year. But I think so, yeah. I think I'm feeling pretty good about where we're sitting right now and how we're looking. We've gotten a lot of stuff done in the first couple of days of practice, so things are looking pretty good.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, continued success, and best of luck to your future plans.
Yeah, thank you.
There's Keel Nelson against Meet the Senior Colonels here on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.